Hank Goldberg is here. He joins us on the Metro PCS Hotline. Hank interviewed Cornelius Bennett, the great former Bill, on his podcast this week. You can check it out at Dolphins.com. Hank, it all sets up for a huge one this week between the Dolphins and the Bills. Obviously, a much bigger game for Miami, but it's nice to be playing such an important game at this point in the season, huh?
Yeah, you know, Cornelius was very interesting because he's on the Players Association Committee on Rules. We talked about the higher scoring, and he said it's definitely a function of guys being afraid to tackle and being called for things that used to just become natural to them.
People love touchdowns, and they're going to get a lot of them. It's sort of a less insidious version of what happened in baseball in the late 90s, early 2000s. With the steroid explosion and the home runs, people were loving the home runs, and people love touchdowns. And obviously nothing illegal happening here. They're just changing the rules to go ahead and make it. But a lot of comparisons have been drawn between what happened then in baseball and football now. What did you make, though, of the Dolphins' victory over the Patriots the other day at Sun Life Stadium? It was about as energetic as that place has been in a couple of years.
Well, since I went on television and picked the Dolphins by 4 points, I liked it very much.
Nice, nice, very nice.
I thought, you know, what I thought was great about it was, I was sitting there like everybody else after the Dolphins went ahead in the game and saw Brady start to take him down the field, and he brought the Patriots down the field so easily, and then when he got down inside the red zone, it was obvious. I think it was the fourth time they were in the red zone, and they only scored one touchdown the entire game that way. How much they really miss Gronkowski, and I think that may show up again this week when they play Baltimore. But you know, he wound up throwing on fourth down into double coverage, and he threw right into the new Dolphins' hands. It was quite a story.
When you said it's quite obvious that they were missing Gronkowski, I thought you were going to say it was quite obvious that Mike Thomas was going to come up with an interception. But I guess you went the more sensible way with it. What do you make of this matchup with the Bills on Sunday?
Well, I think that the Dolphins better be careful up there because, you know, I looked up the Bills' record at home. Their losses up there, they've been in every game. You know, they beat Baltimore earlier in the season, and they beat Carolina, and their losses came by 2 points, 3 points, 3 points, and the only time they lost by more than that was against Kansas City in a game where they were really in it right up to the finish. So I think, you know, it's a dangerous situation up there because Buffalo's defense is very good, and, you know, their quarterback this week beat the Dolphins down here. And I guess it's supposed to rain up there. But I just think that Buffalo is a team that, you know, because of their defense, that you have to be ready to play against them, because Buffalo is not an easy place to play, never has been, and except for the 10-year span where the Dolphins beat them all the time. But I'm worried about the game, to be honest with you, because I think that, you know, Tannehill's been getting a lot of attention this week. He's been on television. Every time you turn it around, he's on a different show. And I don't mean to be the voice of doom, but I remember covering the Triple Crown one year when A Horse Called Real Quiet was ridden by Kent DeSormo. And they won the first two legs of the Triple Crown. He came to New York, and that week he was on Letterman. He rang the bell for the opening of the stock market. He threw out the first ball at Yankee Stadium, and then he lost the race on Saturday. You know, it's just, you know, he's getting a lot of attention, and I hope that he's keeping his head on straight this week.
Hank, you have two Super Bowl champion quarterbacks facing off with one another. You look at Joe Flacco as well as Tom Brady. Tom Brady, 23 touchdowns. Joe Flacco, 18 touchdowns. But coming in this game, a lot of playoff implications in the mix with this football game. They're going to be at M&T Bank Stadium. Do you go with the Patriots, who's coming off a loss with the Dolphins, or do you go with the home team, who seemed to all of a sudden get hot at the right time in the playoff hunt situation?
Well, you just said it. They get hot at the right time. You know, Baltimore beat them twice last year. And I think, you know, Pitta, the tight end, comes back at just the right time for Flacco, although Flacco's got a slight knee injury, and he's going to be wearing a brace, which is something he hasn't done since his high school days, I guess. He doesn't seem too concerned about it. But, you know, they've been tough at home, and their defense is real strong. But, you know, they couldn't get in the end zone last week, and they settled for 6 field goals. And you've got New England, which, as we saw last week, has not been scoring in the red zone. And I think that if Baltimore gets pressure on Brady, they're going to be in trouble again this week. So, you know, I'm leaning towards Baltimore in the game. I think Harbaugh is terrific getting that team ready to play. And I think where Baltimore has an edge is their special teams are playing extremely well, and their defense is really rising to the occasion at the right time.
Hank, let's stay and look at this divisional races that are going on, and you look how well the league has done with the scheduling. And one of the crazier situations, the NFC South, you got 2 teams that are 10-4, and you have 2 teams that are 4-10. And ironically, they're playing this weekend, New Orleans Saints at Carolina. I know New Orleans Saints held serve in New Orleans. Now they're coming to Carolina. And I also know there's a big battle for that second seed in the NFC. What do you see happening in that game in Carolina?
You know, I'm going to tell you what I'm saying on SportsCenter on Sunday. Remember the character in the Batman movie, Two-Face? That's New Orleans.
Yeah.
They're a different team on the road. They're averaging just over 18 points a game when they travel. And Breeze has only thrown eight touchdown passes on the road, and they're just not the same team. And on the other hand, Carolina has been, really strong at home. And I think that I got to give the edge to Carolina because of their defense. Newton he's thrown 15 touchdown passes and just 6 picks at home. And because of his ability to run, it really sets up the running game and the short passing game for his running backs. And Mike Shula has done a great job of play calling and working with that quarterback. And, they're outside where New Orleans doesn't play that well, and Carolina has been really waiting for this one since they, were kind of beaten soundly by New Orleans in the dome. And I like Carolina in this game. Carolina's defense is so totally healthy right now, and I give them a big edge.
You have Chicago and Philly on Sunday night, 8:30. These guys squaring off, and when you look at Philly, they're 5-1 in the last 6. Last loss was against the Minnesota Vikings on the road without Adrian Peterson. Now you look at Philly and both of these teams, Philadelphia as well, both of these guys hold their own destiny, and with these football games, everybody wants to have that upper hand going into the Week 17. Philadelphia, will they be able to pull this off and then go ahead and take care of business against the Cowboys?
Well, Philadelphia, if Castle could throw for 380 yards against him, what do you think that Cutler is going to do with all those weapons he has around him? But on the other hand, Philadelphia has the second worst pass defense statistically. Only Dallas is worse. But on the other hand, you've got Philadelphia with Foles, at quarterback. And you've got a top running back who only had 38 yards, but he only carried the ball 8 times against Minnesota, and he's going to be able to run against Chicago. So temperature is going to be 70 degrees on Monday night.
Wow.
Or Sunday night there, I guess. So weather isn't going to be a factor this week there, at least in Philadelphia, but. I have to like the way here's a great stat from Cutler last week. He was 11-12 on third down conversions.
Wow.
I really like the way Chicago's passing game. They've got, 2 great wide receivers, a great receiving tight end. By the way, Griggs, I think, is coming back at linebacker, which should help their defense a little bit, but their defense needs a lot of help. And it should be a high-scoring game.
Music to my ears, Hank. Fantasy football championship on the line with Jay Cutler at quarterback. So I like everything that you've been saying. Hank Goldberg.
Well, I got to tell you, I think that the Dolphins Should win up at Buffalo, but I think it's going to be a hard-fought game up there.
Yeah.
No, I mean, I don't think anybody's taking this one for granted and just sort of assuming that Buffalo is going to roll over. If you jump on them early, maybe, you know, you get a little bit of that. But outside of that, I think most people definitely expect it to be tight, close, and maybe a little bit scary at times for the Miami Dolphins. Hank does a podcast every week on Dolphins.com, this week with Cornelius Bennett. Really interesting stuff about the Dolphins, about the Bills, and also about the rules that favor the offense in the National Football League these days. Hammer, always great to catch up with you. Enjoy the games this weekend.
Yeah, I urge you to listen to Cornelius. He's really, by the way, he's an Alabama guy, so he's got some insight into that too. But, you know, he was with those four AFC championship teams up in Buffalo, and he was at the first Dolphins-Buffalo game, and he has some he really likes Tannehill. He thinks Tannehill's really come along like everybody else does now.
Good stuff. You can find the interview at Dolphins.com. Happy holidays, Hammer. Enjoy the weekend.
Hey, Merry Christmas to all you guys, to your families, and just celebrate safely, and we'll see you next week.
Appreciate
it. All right, Hammer.
It.
Thanks,
Hank,
Hammer.
Same to you.
Thanks, Hank. Hank Goldberg on the Metro PCS Hotline for unlimited access to all interviews on the Metro PCS Hotline. Visit thefinsiders.com.